This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, and yeah, it's a Sunday, and we're live on the radio, which is something that there are not a lot of radio shows that do. Most of them on weekends, it's a best of.
Right.
Or if you do hear a show on a Sunday that is live, it is only live on a Sunday. We are live every night of the week.
Every single night of the week. 365 days a year.
Even the leap year that's got 366, we're live then too.
366 some years.
Name a holiday.
Christmas.
Yeah, we're live.
Thanksgiving.
We're live.
Easter.
We're live. Rusev Day, we're live.
Canadian
All
Boxing Day.
We're live.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
All days of the year, we are on the radio bringing things to you. And, of course, you can join us. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. But, of course, we bring things to the table as well. And, you know, we're going to wind up starting here with something that some people would wind up saying is fake news because, well, it comes from the New York Times.
Whoops.
But it's not written by New York Times employees. In fact, it's not written by journalists at all. It's a piece written by some football players. Doug Baldwin, Anquan Boldin, Malcolm Jenkins, and Benjamin Watson.
Is this an opinion piece or just an open letter to the editor or something
like
that?
It is marked as an opinion piece, but my guess is it's more an op-ed sort of thing that the New York Times decided to publish. So some backstory here. A few weeks ago, Donald Trump wound up saying something along the lines of, hey, football players that don't want to stand during the anthem and you claim that you're supporting equality and justice and something about the justice system, well, why don't you just give me some names of people that you think should be pardoned? Just go ahead. Name somebody.
Oh, you
didn't name anybody yet, so you mustn't actually care. Well,
yeah,
there are some people that wound up coming up with a list. And that's what this piece from the New York Times is, jumping in. And again, signed by, and they mention here that all of these are either current or former professional football players. Anquan Boldin, I know, is a current player. I couldn't tell you who he plays for, but he is a wide receiver. So jumping in, it says, President Trump recently made an offer to NFL players like us who are committed to protesting injustice. Instead of protesting, he suggested we give him names of people we believe were unfairly treated by the justice system. If he agrees that they were treated unfairly, he says he will pardon. To be sure, the president's clemency power can be a valuable tool for redressing injustice. Just look at Alice Johnson, age 63, who was serving a life sentence for a nonviolent drug conviction until her sentence was commuted by President Trump. He should be commended for using his clemency power in the case. Now, I want to pause here to say that he did not pardon Miss Johnson. He commuted her sentence.
There is a slight difference there.
Yes.
Would you like to explain what that is, Daryl?
Yeah, so a commutation just means you're no longer in jail, but you still have this criminal record.
Very good point.
A pardon is you're no longer in jail, and you no longer have this on your criminal record.
Right.
So if you're commuted and you wind up going to apply for a job that says, have you ever been convicted of fill-in-the-blank offense, you still have to mark yes. If you are pardoned, while technically you were convicted, it's no longer on your record, so you get to say, no,
right,
I was not convicted.
Yep.
Continuing on, but a handful of pardons will not address the sort of systemic injustice that NFL players have been protesting. These are problems that our government has created, many of which occur at the local level. If President Trump thinks he can end these injustices if we deliver him a few names. He hasn't been listening. As Americans, it is our constitutional right to question injustices when they occur, and we see them daily. Police brutality, unnecessary incarcerations, excessive criminal sentencing, residential segregation, and education inequality. The United States effectively uses prisons to treat addiction, and you can argue that it is also our largest mental health provider. Law enforcement has a responsibility to serve its communities, yet this responsibility has too often met, or rather has too often not met, basic standards of accountability. These injustices are so widespread as to seem practically written into our nation's DNA. We must challenge these norms, investigate the reason for their pervasiveness, and fight with all we have to change them. That is what we as football players are trying to do with our activism. President Trump could help. He could use his powers, including the clemency power, to make a real dent in the federal prison population. People like Alice Johnson, for example, should not be given de facto life sentences for nonviolent drug crimes in the first place. The president could stop that from happening by issuing a blanket pardon for people in that situation who have already served long sentences. Of the roughly 185,000 people locked up in federal prisons, about 79,000 are there for drug offenses of some kind, and 13.5% of them have sentences of 20 years or more.
Now, let that sink in for a moment, folks. We talk about how, you know, marijuana, it's not that big of a deal. You know, the courts, they hardly ever really even enforce it anymore, and you know, most people think that if you get busted with pot or something like that, then it's a slap on the wrist and off you go.
Oh, people think that because
they think that, right.
Because when I've been to committee hearings in the New Hampshire State House,
I remember that,
on decriminalizing or some form of legalizing, you have state police that show up and say, there is nobody in jail in New Hampshire for marijuana.
Right. So let me read that last sentence again. Of the roughly 185,000 people locked up in federal prisons, that's the total number of people in federal prisons, about 79,000 are there for drug offenses.
Right.
Of some kind. So here you have something that they say most people, I mean, most states are going towards legalization or decriminalization or medical marijuana or something and other drugs. Yet you have 79,000 of 185,000 that are there, and 13.5% of those are not slap on the wrists. Those are people serving more than 20 years in jail.
Yes.
And, I don't know. It boggles my mind. I didn't always have this viewpoint, Daryl. I mean, I grew up, you know, first of all, I grew up doing drugs. And then I become older, and I become conservative, and I become more conservative, and I'm like, well, you know, drugs are bad, drugs are evil. And
law and order. There's a reason it's illegal.
That's right. Law and order. We have to maintain a polite society. We have to maintain a safe society. Therefore, drugs have to go. And the reality is you get to be my age, and you start looking back at the havoc that has been put upon our nation by a war on drugs, because it's literally a war on the people.
Right.
It's not like other countries are, you know, other governments are ferrying in drugs to us. We're not declaring a war on anyone except for our own people. And you get these kinds of numbers, and it's disgusting. And I hope if you're one of those people that was like me, that was a long time drug warrior, pro drug warrior, thinks, you know, this is how we have to go, think about it. Just think about it and think about the numbers that we're talking about.
Right. And again, the 185,000 number here is only the federal prison.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't count the almost 2 million other people in state and county and municipal facilities.
Right. Oh, yeah. 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 This is a very small percentage of our prison population we're talking about in
right.
this quote.
Yes, and there's more to this. And again, your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. More in this open letter op-ed from some former football players to President Donald Trump about whom he should actually be pardoning. Plus, something coming up. I forget what the story was that you had posted. There was something good
was
we'll get to.
It was good, too, Daryl.
It was. 855 453. This is Free Talk Live.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open your Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime. Get three Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. BlinkProtect.com/FTL to save 15%.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That is the toll-free call-in line where you can call in and join us. And the us in studio tonight is Daryl.
And Chris, I don't think we've even mentioned that. People been listening along and going, who are these guys? We didn't even introduce ourselves.
Who are these guys?
Who are these guys? There you go. Well, here we are.
And the webcams are up. We had a power outage earlier in the day, and then before the show, when I went to try to turn them on, it was like, yeah, something ain't right here. Just had to restart the software. I thought there was some kind of button somewhere that had to be flipped, but nope.
Yeah, you would think that government-subsidized monopolies like our electrical power system would provide better service to us on a daily basis. We wouldn't have these outages or things like that.
Well, there is a generator here at the studio, but even that just, you know, that temporary blip and got to start resetting things.
Yeah.
And
like a lot of companies, if you have a hard down where things go to battery and then it gives time to spin up the generator, you're good, but my store suffered the same thing today. We had some quick blips, and that was it, and actually lost one piece of equipment, which kind of sucked.
Now, something that doesn't have to be reset whenever there's a power outage is your pillow.
That's a good point, Daryl.
Or in this case, my pillow, because that's the one that I use. And Chris, I think it's the one that you use as well, my pillow.
I do use my pillow. I finally bought one after my girlfriend was bragging about hers for about 2 years or so. I'm like, all right, I'll give it a try. Haven't gone back since.
And when it comes to sleep, it's not about the amount of time that you spend in bed, but it's the quality of the sleep. And the MyPillow is designed to help you get that good night's sleep. And with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. Go to MyPillow.com. Get two MyPillow premium pillows for one low price, and you get free shipping on all orders when you use promo code FTL, as in Free Talk Live. And remember, if for some reason you don't like the MyPillow, you have 60 days to return it for a full refund. That's MyPillow.com, promo code FTL. So we've been talking about, the justice system. And that's because there's an open letter to President Donald Trump that's been published in the New York Times. The letter actually coming from four current or former professional football players, Doug Baldwin, Anquan Boldin, Malcolm Jenkins, and Benjamin Watson. And I just want to go back and cover something here where they said a handful of pardons will not address the sort of systemic injustice that NFL players have been protesting. These are problems that our government has created, many of which occur at the local level.
Hold on.
If Trump thinks he can end these, if we deliver him a few names, he hasn't been listening.
I apologize for interrupting there, Daryl. That was very inconsiderate of me. But you said that these football players are, I thought they just hated our troops.
No.
I thought that's why they were taking a knee. They hate our country?
No.
They
if you actually listen to them when asked of, hey, why'd you do this thing?
Why did you kneel?
They will say, we're protesting police brutality. We're protesting criminal injustice.
Well, it must be about the military, too, right?
No.
Because that's a time-honored tradition in the NFL where everybody stands for the national anthem and the military.
No, prior to about a decade ago, the players stayed in the locker room.
About what year was that?
2009.
So nine years.
About a decade.
That's how long that the Department of Defense has had a contract with the NFL to ensure that these sorts of activities occurred during the singing of the national anthem.
Right, and then those flyovers over the football stadiums.
Yep.
You think they're doing that for free?
Of course not.
No.
Yeah.
You think that they're just doing that and the NFL teams aren't getting something out of that display?
Sure. So I just want to be clear on that because this is such a common misconception that NFL players, some NFL players, they just hate our troops or they just don't like our country.
Oh,
or
I thought you meant that it's a common misconception to just wind up not listening to the people that are protesting and then you just insinuate whatever you think upon them because doesn't just happen to NFL players.
I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole, but what I will say is this, is that people tend to be creatures of habit and they tend to repeat what they hear. And if you hear, some NFL player, he took a knee during the national anthem, And it's because he hates the military, or he doesn't like our troops, or he doesn't like America, or he doesn't respect the flag, or any of that. You're not digging deep enough. You're not actually asking the question, why did this guy do this in the first place? And for that, you're wrong. I hate to say that to you, but they are doing this for a very specific reason. Now, you may not agree with their point of view, and you may not agree with kneeling during the national anthem as a form of protest, but that's what they're doing. But just understand why they're doing it.
Right. Continuing on, the letter says, of the roughly 185,000 people locked up in federal prisons, again, not including the nearly 2 million in state and local incarceration facilities, about 79,000 are there for drug offenses of some kind, and 13.5% have sentences of more than 20 years. Imagine how many more Alice Johnsons the president could pardon if he treated the issues like the systemic problem it is, rather than asking professional football players to name a few cases. There's also a systemic problem in federal prisons involving the elderly, who by next year will make up 28% of the federal prison population. Releasing these prisoners would pose little to no risk to society, and yet from 2013 to 2017, the Bureau of Prisons approved only 6% of roughly 5,400 compassionate release applications. About half of those applications were for people who had been convicted of nonviolent fraud or drug offenses. Of those denied release, 266 then died in custody.
Wow.
President Trump could order the release of any drug offender over the age of 60 whose conviction is not recent. That would be the morally right thing to do. Apart from using the pardon power, there are policies the president and the attorney general could implement to help. For instance, they could eliminate life without parole for nonviolent offenses. Currently, more than half of those sentenced to die in federal prisons are there for nonviolent offenses, and 30% of people sentenced to life or de facto life are there for nonviolent drug crimes. Compare that to the state level, where only 2% of those sentenced to life or de facto life are there for drug offenses.
Right.
These changes, if President Trump were to make them, would positively affect the lives of thousands of people and have a lasting beneficial effect on many more people in the future. The president can implement these changes with his pardon power and other executive decisions. His ability to change the lives of people for the better is immense. We hope he uses it not just for the few, but for the many. President Trump, please note, our being professional athletes has nothing to do with our commitment to fighting injustice. We are citizens who embrace the values of empathy, integrity, and justice, and we will fight for what we believe is right. There's more from their letter, plus your calls and thoughts. Welcome, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. What are your thoughts on who President Trump should pardon?
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. In a strong defense of his hardline stance on immigration, President Trump said those illegally entering the U.S. shouldn't be brought to a judge, but should be sent home. Senator Elizabeth Warren says that's wrong.
We do have a system of laws in this country. And when a woman comes here with her 4-year-old son and says, I am asking for amnesty, I have been threatened by gangs, in my home country. We should at least give her a hearing.
On Face the Nation, Congressman Elijah Cummings accused the administration of creating a false crisis.
We want to be humane. We want to make sure that these families are reunited after the president created this false crisis.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That's the toll-free call-in line where you can call in and join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. Doesn't have to be about the injustice system. It doesn't have to be about people that should be pardoned from federal prisons. It doesn't have to be about NFL players, but that's what we're talking about right now. And Chris, is there any of that chat going on in the Discord? You had just mentioned Discord to me.
Yeah, I just happened to look at how many people that subscribe to our Discord were not online, and it was like 664 people. Those are the people that are not online. There's a bunch of people that are online, which just sort of surprised me at the level that Discord has taken off. Those are pretty big numbers for a live radio show.
And what is Discord?
Discord is, it's an online, it was really designed for gamers, you know, so they could share video and audio and talk back and forth on games and stuff like that, but it's developed into much more than that. So, for example, we talk a lot about crypto on this show. Almost every, you know, crypto startup has their own Discord server so they can host different chats on different topics, and they can do audio and I guess, well, not really video, but I think you can. I think you can do some sort of video, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. But you can interact with other listeners and sometimes host discord.lrn.fm. Now, let's jump back into this opinion piece that's basically an open letter to President Donald Trump from some current and former NFL players. Again, the letter begins, President Trump recently made an offer to NFL players like us who are committed to protesting injustice. Instead of protesting, he suggested we simply give him names of people we believe were unfairly treated by the justice system, and if he agrees that they were treated unfairly, he says he would pardon. And then they mention the case of Alice Johnson, who was recently not pardoned, but had her sentence commuted by President Trump. And they go on to say that, you know, if Trump thinks that he can solve all of these problems, most of which were created by governments and most of which are at the local level, Trump hasn't actually been listening.
Right.
And then they go on to mention some of the numbers, again, of the roughly 185,000 people in federal prisons. 79,000, approximately, are there for drug offenses of some kind, and 13.5% have sentences of 20 years or more. And then they mention, the thousands of lives that would benefit from a pardon. And it's not just the 79,000 people in federal prison for a drug offense whose lives would improve. It's the wives, the husbands, the fathers, the children, the brothers, the sisters of those 79,000 people that would then have their relative back in their life.
Right.
To where they're not having to possibly fly across the country to get to see their loved one once a month.
Right.
That they're not driving hours on end, spending time on buses with other people that are basically taking a vacation to go see their loved one.
Right. And I'm not going to go so far as to say that every single person that's ever been arrested and has a drug charge as part of their charge is a good person.
Right.
You know, because some of them may have committed armed robbery and been convicted of drug. I don't know what the actual stats, right, where they go to, but they may have been arrested for a couple things, and some of those may be violent. Okay, I understand the case to be made to keeping them in prison.
Right.
But when you're talking about, and this is another statistic from this article, 28% of the population in federal prisons is over the age of 60.
Yeah.
You know, I think you could take a real hard look at 28% of the federal inmates and go, and what does it say? About half of those are in there for nonviolent drug crimes.
Yes.
Half of the 28%. And really, I mean, do we need to keep a 65, 75, 85-year-old guy in jail? What's the harm,
right,
to at least look closer at that?
And again, from 2013 to 2017, which is, you know, the last year for which there are statistics, there were 5,400 applications for a compassionate release, meaning that, you know, these elderly people, hey,
right,
I'm old, I've been in here for a long time, please let me, you know, have some of the rest of my life,
right,
not in a cage. Only 6% were accepted.
Yeah.
And 266 of the, you know, 1,000-plus people that were denied, 266 have died in custody since 2013.
Right. And don't believe, and for those of you who are listening who are, you know, fiscal hawks, you're very much, you know, you're all for, you know, saving money wherever we can. The federal budget's full of waste. Well, why the heck don't you think about this? I mean, think about, right, how much it costs to keep tens of thousands of people behind bars who are elderly and committed a nonviolent drug offense.
Right.
You should write your congressman. Maybe that's a start.
Finishing the letter here, President Trump, please note, our being professional athletes has nothing to do with our commitment to fighting injustice. We are citizens who embrace the value of empathy, integrity, and justice, and we will fight for what we believe is right. We weren't elected to do this. We do it because we love this country, our communities, and the people in them. This is our America and our right. We intend to continue to challenge and encourage all Americans to remember why we are here in this world. We are here to treat one another with the kindness and respect every human being deserves. And we hope our elected officials will use their power to do the same. Signed, again, Doug Baldwin, Anquan Bolden, Malcolm Jenkins, and Benjamin Watson, members of the Players Coalition, which is an advocacy group of National Football League players.
Good letter. I think that was that just really nailed it, and I hope more people get this message. Again, this is not protest, and this goes all the way back to Colin Kaepernick not standing, and he took a knee, and I think the whole world freaked out because, my God, he must hate the troops. It's like, no, that wasn't what he said.
Right.
He said, I am tired of injustice in our justice system. I'm tired of systemic issues in our police departments that cause just horrific things to occur to a lot of people. That is why he took a knee, and other players began to emulate that, and they're going forward with this message. This is not because they hate the troops.
Right.
This is not that. This is because we have real issues, and these guys, they've got a big platform. I mean, when right. you're on national television, football, and a lot of people are watching, they can bring a lot of attention to a particular topic, and I applaud them for doing that.
And
you can agree or disagree whether you like the method, but at least recognize what they're doing it for.
And it's going to be interesting to see with the new rules changes in the NFL
right.
to where players can now stay in the locker room.
Yes.
Also, part of that rules change is if you are on the field, you must stand. So going to be very interesting to see if any of the players decide to walk out onto the field and then take a knee or sit down.
Right, defy me.
How many of the players are going to stay in the locker room?
Yeah.
You know, how many are going to, you know, just wind up doing the sit down, shut up, and stay out of sight with that nonsense? Because I don't want to hear it. I personally don't think it's nonsense, but a lot of people do.
Right.
And
it'll be interesting. They'll be talking how many people came out of the locker room. Well, you know, after the national anthem plays, it looks like we've got, you know, eight guys who are just now making their way out of the locker room.
I would love to see a team decide that the entire team is staying in the locker room.
Right. Instead of being told what
to
do.
You know what? No, it's not just going to be this one guy.
Right.
It's all of us.
Yeah. That's a good point.
This is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. What are your thoughts on protest of any kind?
This November, I'll be running the world's biggest and most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon, as a member of Team Innocence Project. The Innocence Project was the first legal organization to systematically apply DNA testing to cases of wrongful convictions as a powerful tool to reveal innocence. Tony Wright is a perfect example of the power of DNA. The Innocence Project litigated for almost 6 years to get the court's permission for DNA testing. Tony had been incarcerated for nearly 25 years in Pennsylvania and narrowly escaped the death penalty. Tony's case, sadly, is not unique. Empowered with the unequivocal proof of innocence provided by DNA technology, the Innocence Project has litigated hundreds of wrongful conviction cases leading to the exoneration and freedom for more than 180 people through DNA testing. Overall, there have been 356 DNA exonerees in the United States who were wrongfully imprisoned for more than 4,875 years in total. You can help support the Innocence Project and help me secure my race entry in the New York City Marathon by going to run.freetalklive.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast?
We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. The toll-free call-in line is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Can be about the open letter to President Donald Trump from some NFL players that are part of the Players Coalition, which is an advocacy group of NFL players. Or, well, just whatever is on your mind. Again, open phones, but, of course, we bring things to the table. We'll be changing gears here in just a moment, but I want to make sure that we tell you about a place that you can go for news in the crypto world, and that would be news.bitcoin.com. Headline from just a couple of hours ago. About CoinHive. CoinHive users speak up after being investigated by Japanese police. Chris, you've heard of that CoinHive thing before, right?
I did.
Yeah, and that was that software that was doing mining on people's computers without them knowing that they were mining stuff.
Yeah, I was thinking to myself, why didn't I write something like that a few years ago and load it onto everybody's PCs? That would have been great, and illegal and immoral.
Yeah. Yeah, so this, it was some kind of script that was running on websites. Again, not a good thing, and a lot of these websites, they weren't telling people, hey guys, we're using your computer to wind up mining cryptocurrency. It's a good way to stop CoinHive and things like it is to wind up getting something akin to the NoScript plugin that you can get, I know, for Firefox. Don't know if you can get it for Chrome or...
There are certainly script blockers options that you can use on Chrome or IE.
I know, yeah, there's still like three people that use Internet Explorer.
Absolutely.
Netscape Navigator might still be a thing.
God, that would be on a really...
There's probably one person that still uses that.
Yeah, well, I still use Lynx, so I don't know if anybody's familiar with that, but that's still my browser of choice.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that one.
It was text-based, and it was about 1992 or 93. I'm still using it.
Yeah, see, the rest of the world has gone to a GUI.
Oh, so you don't have to use your keyboard anymore. Use your mouse for the web?
Use a mouse and...
Oh, that's craziness. That's not going to last.
News.bitcoin.com. Com. So, Chris, changing gears, you've got something about some robots, I think.
Yeah.
Building things in space. Ooh, are they going to be building crypto miners in space? Because that was
possibly
the thing that was discussed recently.
Sure.
And by recently, I mean within the last couple of years, about sending little nano satellites up into space.
Yeah.
That way, if you know there's ever some kind of like EMP or something here on Earth, these satellites would keep crypto blockchains going.
Your blockchain will continue. Actually, that project went through to completion. And if anybody wants to look into that more, you can go over to blockstream.com. The Blockstream folks were the ones that created that, and it's open source. So
I've heard that they're part of the Illuminati.
Yeah, I knew that was coming. But at Blockstream, they can provide the software, and you can. It's basically an open source hardware type project. So if you want to build your own little receiver, you can receive the Bitcoin blockchain, and it's kind of neat.
But are they part of the Illuminati?
I don't know. You know, you can talk to half the people in the crypto space, and they'll say yes, and the other half will say no. So who do you believe? I don't know.
Most people believe whoever says the thing that they already believe.
Right. There you go. But what we're talking about is space. And what we're talking about is
the final frontier.
Yes, and we're talking about robots.
So not the Space Force.
And we're talking satellites. And this is really talking about the peaceful aspects of going to space, not Space Force.
And I like peaceful things.
I do too, Daryl. And one thing that's always really intrigued me has been the idea of how do we reach the stars? You know, you got to think.
In spaceships.
Exactly.
With robots.
Well, when we think about it, oftentimes people will imagine, okay, well, we've got to get this massive propulsion unit to be able to propel a huge ship.
Warp drives.
Exactly. Warp drives and things like that so we can ship, you know, maybe it'll take hundreds of people and we to reach our closest star at near light speed numbers. And this whole story kind of turns it on its ear, and I'll get into the why. But this comes to us from CNBC, and the title is, "This Floating Robotic Factory Will Build Satellites and Spaceships in Orbit."
So who will build the spaceships? The robots.
The companies.
But who will build the robots?
Exactly. Well, that's where things get intriguing. This is where I want to have a discussion. Made in Space is the name of the company. Founders say 3D printing will be the key to colonizing space. The company's Arachnet system is a floating robotic factory that can build satellites in orbit, and Morgan Stanley expects the commercial space industry to triple by 2040. And SpaceX is the best known startup in aerospace today, but what comes after reusable rockets? The founders of Made in Space say 3D printing is the key to colonizing space. That's why they are developing what Arkanaut, a floating factory to manufacture heavy equipment, even full satellites in orbit. The Arachnaut is comprised of an industrial-sized 3D printer, cartridges full of plastics and alloys, and robotic arms programmed to assemble the big items extruded by the printer without any human supervision. All of the Arkanaut's components are rugged enough to survive in microgravity and harsh conditions like lunar dust storms and extreme temperatures.
All right, so it says that these things can operate without human supervision.
Correct.
Does that mean that they're going to wind up being able to learn to where they will know, oh, this part isn't made to specifications.
So let me tweak this.
Melt it down, fill
something together. Right.
Yeah, because I've worked in factories before to where
right.
you set the CNC machine to do a specific thing.
Right.
But you still test, you know, like every fifth or tenth piece to make sure. And if things are off, then you go in and tweak stuff because
make an adjustment.
Yeah. You know, stuff is going to wind up shifting. And it's going to be, you know, like tiny, tiny little things. Like, you know, we're talking microns
right.
and stuff.
And you may have made 20 of these parts before it all gets assembled and you find out there's a fatal flaw.
Right.
Can't afford to do that when you have finite materials. Here's what I think, Daryl, and we'll continue on with this story, but I think there are a couple key technologies that we have to get under our belt before we can really be successful at that. The first is 3D printing. And while they're talking about loaded up with spools and things like that, if you're traveling through space, there's always matter around you, space dust, and you fly through the atmosphere, let's say, of a large gas giant. You could scoop up lots of material. The key to real 3D printing is being able to do it at the molecular level, at the atomic level, so I could, my 3D printer should be smart enough to be able to say, we need some titanium, therefore let me lay down a bunch of atoms in this particular thing, and now I can make my own titanium. If you can get to that point, you can do that. Now, to do all that, so 3D printers need to be much more advanced than they are today. The second thing we need is AI. So I'm not talking about...
I'm just trying to imagine this as like a TV series, The Adventures of Space Robot. To where the space robot,
yeah,
you know, figures out for itself, oh, I need this particular thing, and I can get it from this place because somehow, you know, like it right. knows that there's
sensors show.
You know, something on Uranus, and right. so it goes over there, and then it's like, oh, well, this other thing's on... Titan, which is the moon of, what, Jupiter, Saturn,
whatever. Saturn, yep.
And then this other thing is on Io, and if I just, like, travel through all of these places, then ultimately I'll have all of the things, but I need to this to wind up being able to travel. I think it could be a really good TV show. I don't know if it would be reality.
Right. The difference is when you can start 3D printing materials and creating materials at an atomic level, then what you grab isn't, all you need is mass. All you need is quantity of mass. That could be an asteroid that if you could disassemble the atoms in a bunch of carbon or granite or whatever this asteroid's made of and rearrange them as gold or palladium or whatever else, or make it into a plastic.
Hold on, so now you're talking about alchemists. 3D printed robots.
No. Yeah. You can take a look at it that way, but the idea is,
like, if you're changing, you know, space dust
one material into
gold,
another, right? At
that
an
is
atomic
alchemy.
Level.
Well, that is alchemy.
It's also doable. So.
So you're telling me that alchemy is real.
With more technology, and we continue to advance down these paths, and that's what keeps me jazzed up about this stuff.
Yeah,
let's talk more about it.
Let's continue this discussion on alchemy, because color me skeptical. I'm not sure what shade of a color that is, but use that crayon. Your calls and thoughts welcome, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.